and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest 2 are Cozy Mysteries. Today I'm talking to the lovely bubbly craft ladies, Karen and Jo. Karen and Jo have recently organised bi-monthly craft sessions, so whether you love to craft or not, I promise you, you will love meeting these 2 super ladies. Please sit back and enjoy meeting the craft ladies. Hi there, Karen and Jo. Wonderful to see you and wonderful to meet you and to have heard all about your wonderful crafting you're doing and the new sessions you've set up twice a month. Tell me all about what's going on there.
Well, hello, Pauline.
Yeah, hello, Pauline. Shall I start?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll start. Okay, then. The reason we've set up this group is because I went to my mum's, who lives in Derbyshire, and I went to a craft group next door to where she lives, and she goes the first Saturday of every month. And I was like, ooh, I'd love to go to one of these groups near her home. Couldn't find one. Couldn't find one to fit in, could we?
No.
So my mum said to me, do your own. So I did. So here
when
we
you
are.
Say,
craft group.
When you say home, Karen, whereabouts in the country are we? Are we in?
Oh, Norwich.
You're in Norwich, Norfolk.
Yeah.
It's a beautifully sunny day today.
Yeah.
A beautiful sunny day.
So I said to Jo, I sent Jo a text and said, how do you fancy starting a craft group with me the first Sunday of every month? And her reply was, yes.
So you got the crafts going on the first Sunday of every month. And I believe last Sunday was your very first one. But it's been so successful. I believe you've extended it now, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. We took the decision to do it
twice
a month.
Because we were fully booked. Yeah, we were fully booked. And then after the group, I had people messaging me saying, can I come next time? Can I come next time? And because we're only in a small place, we can only take 6 people. And I had 11. So I was like, gonna have to do it over 2.
All right, so you've got 6, you had 6, now you've got 11. You're going to do it twice a month.
Yes.
Which is, what is that, the first Sunday and the third?
The third
Sunday of every month. And where is this being held?
Well, it's being held in a lovely little cafe down King Street called the Butterfly Cafe.
And that's in Norwich?
Yes, in Norwich, near the river. And it's opposite a beautiful old building called Dragon Hall, which is the writer's centre.
It's quite near the centre of Norwich,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Which is probably easy for everybody to get to.
And because it's a cafe, I'm assuming you offer food and refreshments and all sorts of things as well. Is that right?
I actually work in the cafe, so I can offer the food. So we do coffees and we do paninis. We did an omelette this week.
It's a real social gathering. So on last Sundays, what did you all do there? Did you knit or cross stitch? What actually happened?
Last Sunday, what we're going to do, we're going to do a project of the month, which we're going to try and link it in with any events that happen. And like this month is Valentine's. So I did the project of the month. So I did anything to do with hearts. We did like little heart coasters, heart little hanging things, little key rings and things. And Jo did the block of the month.
I did the block of the month, which was a heart shape block of the month. And that went really well. So the idea was that the block of the month, it's going to be a free pattern, so people can take it home and do it to their own colour schemes. But we had 2 ladies who really wanted to do the block of the month actually on the day.
Right.
And one of the ladies had never even used a sewing machine before.
And she completed her block.
Did she?
Well, yeah.
When you say block, what is a block? Is it...
It's a quilting pattern. So you make up the quilting patterns in these blocks, and then you put all the blocks together to make a quilt. Or you can use fewer blocks and make table runners, placemats, cushions. But your basic building block for patchwork is known as a block.
Right. So you're there to, if somebody wants to come along and knit, do you?
They can bring their own craft. I had knitting and I had knitting pattern there. But the idea is just for like-minded people to get together and just chat and sew or knit or crochet or whatever craft they want to do. They can either join in with us with the block of the month and the project of the month, or they can sit and do their own. I think we had a couple of people sitting there down there.
Yes,
they?
We did. Yeah.
So they can do their own thing or they can join in and learn something new. And you're there to help them learn something new if they want to.
Yes.
And so I know, ladies, I believe you have a website. So if the listeners want to see some of the things, so I believe your website's been recently updated.
Yes,
it has. Let me just have a look at the address and then I'll read it to you. I'm sure you'll confirm this. If the listener wants to look at the wonderful web page of Karen and Joe, you go to Stitch and Sew with K and J .blogspot.com. Yeah. I'll say it again for the listeners. It's Stitch and Sew with K and J .blogspot.com. The ands are spelt, so it's A-N-D, not anything else. It's and. It's a full word. Hopefully the readers and listeners will go and have a look at your website as well.
That'd be lovely. Yeah, that'd be lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed Sunday and it went so quickly.
How long did these sessions last? You say two Sundays a month. What time do they start and how long do they go on for?
10:30 till 3:30.
Oh, it's a full day then?
Yeah. So you don't have to stay for the whole day, but...
Everybody did.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Exactly.
One of the ladies I spoke to, we were sitting there, she was actually making dog ties. And I said to her, I said, would you be doing this today if you was at home? And she said, no.
And they were making dog ties.
It was just lovely to come in and sit and do what she liked best with like-minded people and chat about everything. You know, it was just really nice.
So you did last Sunday. Are you doing, what is the next Sunday you'll be doing?
It will be the one in March because we've only just decided to go the two Sundays a month. So that'll be the one in March, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's from March.
The third of March.
Right. So as from March, it'll be the first Sunday and the third Sunday. And that starts in March. Lovely.
And the block of the month and the project of the month will be the same in each month. We won't have two in each month. It'll be the same in each month.
So that'll be for the...
Both groups.
So the project, it'll be the March's project. And I'm sure the listeners, if you want to go on to Karen and Joe's website, please go along and I'm sure you'll put the March project up there for people to see what's going to happen in March.
What are you doing?
I shall be doing felt flowers. So you can do felt
buttons in.
Yeah, with buttons and felt and embroidery and sequins if you want, with various colour schemes.
All for that.
So that will be for to do three felt flowers, so like a little mini bouquet.
Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. Lovely.
And the block of the month is going to be a pinwheel.
Right.
Oh, right.
Pinwheel design, yeah.
And when those people come along, can they bring their own sewing machine or do you have a sewing machine if they need to use one there as well?
We have two,
yes,
maybe three.
Yeah.
And two people I know definitely are bringing their own machines. They can bring their own machine if they like, but if not, there is one there they can use.
Oh, that's good. So they know there's there. And I think I saw, did I see some photographs on your website that you also have samples of materials people can buy and other patterns for knitting and sewing?
Yeah, we've got scrap packs, back quarters and patterns.
Yeah, we had some, and we had a few knitting patterns and quilting magazines.
Okay. So really, it's a you're actually covering everything, and I'm sure
if somebody,
And if somebody comes along and brings something different, like maybe cross stitch, crocheting, that they're just as welcome to yep. come and join the session as well.
Of course, of course.
Between the two of us, I think we've covered most of the textile crafts.
Yeah, haven't we? Yeah.
So I think so you've got. I think you've got a little. I think you've got a little slogan, haven't you? Isn't it? Stitch and Sew with Karen and Joe, the craft ladies, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to become famous in Norfolk shortly.
Like it went better than we thought, actually, Philip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely went better than we thought.
That's fantastic.
We thought it was going to.
Looking ahead, so if people want to come along, they cannot just turn up on the door on the Sundays where the craft sessions take place. They must book an appointment.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because they'll be, because I think we're going to be fully booked every session. So,
yeah.
And
because it's such a small place, you can't just fit people in.
Yeah, I fully understand. And I know you're going to have a new Instagram account so we can, let people know about that. Also,
yes.
Anybody wants to know how to book, please go to their website. Everything's there. And I know Karen and Joe have lots of posters around. You'll see those as well. But their website is the great place to see everything.
Yeah, definitely. You can see us on there.
And we'll see, yes. And that's the other thing. You'll see Karen and Joe there. And you'll be able to see their lovely, gorgeous faces. Okay, Karen and Joe, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk about your craft sessions. Can we say you'll come back later in the year to talk about how well it went?
Yeah, why not?
And how far it's going?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, we'll definitely give you an update.
Yeah.
Oh, we look forward to that. Thanks so much for coming along. We'll catch up later.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed meeting Karen and Joe as much as I did, and I'm sure you'll agree they are enthusiastic, bubbly ladies. The Craft Ladies also feature on my blog, paulinembarkley.blogspot.com. And you can keep up to date by visiting their website too, stitchandsewwithkandj.blogspot.com. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. You can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarkley.podbean.com, and you are more than welcome to share them with all your family and friends. I do hope you will. And don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarkley.co.uk. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Ta-ta for now.